Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is my partner and good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, thank you for the compliment.
You're very welcome. Well, today I want to start off the show with some comments on osteoporosis prevention and treatment. We want to clear up some misconceptions about the importance of calcium and vitamin D supplementation, especially among those of you out there who are taking prescription bisphosphonate drugs or bisphosphonate drugs. Bisphosphonate drugs include Fosamax, Actonel, Boniva, and Zometa.
Now, you know, we have people calling in all the time who have questions about taking these drugs. One thing that we always try to ask, however, is, are you taking a calcium and vitamin D supplement? You know, it's always been a concern to us that many doctors fail to explain to their patients that these drugs are not to be some alternative to calcium and vitamin D supplements, but they're intended to be used along with calcium supplements. I think many women also just automatically assume that this new magic pill will somehow take over and become the total answer for treating their osteoporosis.
Well, it appears that we're not the only ones with this concern. A study was published in the Journal of the American Pharmaceutical Association where they examined exactly this question. The authors of the study point out that, quote, among the classes of drugs used in the treatment of osteoporosis, the bisphosphonates are considered first-line therapy for osteoporosis. Between 1994 and 2003, bisphosphonate prescriptions increased from 14% to 73%. During the same time period, the percentage of osteoporosis patients who were also treated with calcium supplements decreased by nearly 50%. That is, the calcium prescribing went down while the bisphosphonates went up. And here's where they support our contention, and I quote, patients being treated with bisphosphonates seem to have the misconception that once therapy begins, calcium and vitamin D intake are not important. Previous studies have concluded that osteoporosis drug labeling should be strengthened and that physicians should emphasize the importance of calcium and encourage its proper use with osteoporosis medications. I think the bottom line is that without the calcium and the vitamin D, the bisphosphonates really don't work well.
Absolutely correct, Richard. Well, what they found is not going to come as any surprise. Only a little over half the patients taking the prescription drug were also taking appropriate calcium supplementation. They concluded that, quote, patients do not recognize the need to supplement calcium at the recommended dosage of at least 1,200 milligrams per day or 1,500 milligrams per day for postmenopausal women with osteoporosis, along with vitamin D, 400 IU for osteoporosis treatment, while on the bisphosphonate therapy.
Just as we fear. Okay. Well, there were some other interesting conclusions in this study as well. they tried to determine why so many of the women were not taking a calcium supplement. Do you know what the most frequent reported reason for not taking a calcium supplement was?
No, but you're going to tell us.
It was constipation. Now, you know, what nonsense. I don't know where so many people came up with this idea that calcium causes constipation. So if anything, it's probably related to the improper use of calcium supplements, one aspect of which was also touched on in this study. They report that nearly one half of the patients consumed their total daily dose of calcium at one time. Now, they explain that this is not the right thing to do, as, according to them, the maximum amount of calcium that can be absorbed from one dose is around 500 milligrams. Now, we have repeatedly told you folks that you should divide up your calcium supplementation into at least two portions, and if at all possible, to take your calcium with meals. The more acid in your stomach, the better the calcium will be absorbed, regardless of the form used. And the smaller the dose, the less reason to even worry about constipation, whether the concern is valid or not. And taking that dose, by the way, with a meal will also be eliminating, no pun intended, eliminating any concerns about constipation. And in addition to taking the calcium the way we suggest, along with magnesium, this will further reduce any need to worry about constipation.
Now, what's important is to be aware that even if you are taking bisphosphonate drugs for osteoporosis, you still need to supplement with calcium and vitamin D and all the other nutrients involved in bone synthesis. This includes magnesium, which, of course, counters constipation, trace elements such as zinc, copper, boron, strontium, and silicon. It may even include supplements such as the collagen products that we heard spoken about last week.
Yeah. Well, and also it's not hard to do. You can take a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral like Wilvite or my favorite multi that provide part of your calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D requirement. Then you could add a bone or osteoporosis formula like a bone complex or bone up, and then you're pretty much covered. Except if you wanted to add some of the accessory factors. For example, we mentioned a minute earlier something about strontium. And strontium is something which should be taken perhaps more than in a trace amount. Strontium is usually used in the order of about 600 to 700 milligrams, and that's usually suggested that it be taken as a single dose before bedtime. They seem to feel that the calcium and strontium will compete for absorption, so they want to take the strontium away from the calcium, and that's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I think that for most people who already have osteoporosis that's significant, strontium seems like a reasonable thing to add on at this point.
Well, the other thing that's also reasonable to add on is vitamin K2, which is available as an extract of natto. It's called MK7. It's available from a few different companies. I know Jarrow has it, and you know, I'm not on their website, so I'm not looking it up yet now, but I'm not sure which other companies have it too. So making sure you get a good dose of the vitamin K2, the strontium, and the next one, I guess, is vitamin D. You know, this study that we just spoke about from the American Pharmaceutical Association, I saw it mentioned only 400 IUs of vitamin D, which is probably, a little light.
Yeah, because in contrast to most other nutrients, vitamin D is easily measured. So we can titrate the individual, and some people need 400 units, some people need 2,000 units. But your doctor can easily determine and titrate you up and then keep checking till you get to the right level.
Yeah, by the way, Arnie, another article that I happened to notice this past week, you mentioned vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
I almost thought about leading off the show with this instead, but you know, there was a study that showed vitamin K2 was helpful in preventing prostate cancer. So there are many reasons for perhaps supplementing with additional vitamin K2.
And I'm sure as time goes on, many more will be found as well, same as they've done with vitamin D. You know, vitamin D is the latest and greatest thing. You know, it helps with cancer. It helps with bone density. It helps with
Looking. I'm looking at the abstract, right? I think it said a 35% reduction in prostate cancer risk when there was a higher intake of vitamin K2, which is pretty impressive.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not a hard thing to do. Once again, there's lots of nice products available. We spoke about calcium. We didn't really touch too much about magnesium. Magnesium is important to be taken along with calcium, vitamin D. Now, do you have to take calcium and magnesium together as a supplement? No. Some people prefer to take calcium and magnesium separately. There have been some people think that calcium and magnesium should be taken separately. I'm not among them, but there are some people who think that, and
I think what's important is that you divide up both of them. You don't want to take too much magnesium all at one time, because that could actually cause a gastric upset. It could cause other runs. Same way, you don't want to take all of your calcium all at one time. My approach has always been that, you know, the basic guideline is what your body is naturally designed to do, and it's naturally designed to get these various minerals from food.
Right.
And as a general rule, they occur together in food. So I always feel that, you know, that's my guiding my guideline right there, that the normal way of getting calcium, magnesium, and these other minerals mixed together as food. By the way, Arnie, real quickly, K2, you mentioned Jarro. Also, Now Foods has K2. Solgar has K2. Da Vinci Labs has K2. And Life Extension has K2.
A lot of good choices. All right, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gotomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back after these messages.
Don't lose sight of what's important, your eyesight. OcuGuard Plus capsules from Twin Lab contain a special blend of specific multivitamins, more than 14 in all designed to help protect the eyes. The plus in Twin Lab's OcuGuard Plus refers to the additional breakthrough nutrient called lutein. A day's supply contains 80 times the trace amounts found in the leading multivitamin. Lutein is abundant in fruits and vegetables and is also a potent antioxidant, highly concentrated in the macula of the eye, the back part of the retina where entering light hits, and sends signals to the brain for sight. Research shows that lutein can serve as your body's own internal sunglasses, helping to block out visible blue light, the type causing major damage to the eye. The problem is, as we age, our supply of lutein dwindles. The natural solution? OcuGuard Plus with lutein from Twin Lab. Twin Lab, answers for life. All Twin Lab products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we always have special sales in effect. Right now, we have sale discounts in effect up to 50% off list price. Full lines are on sale. American Health, Source Natural, Home Health, 35% off list. Doctor's Best, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Desert Essence, Kyolic, and many other lines at 30% off list. Jarrow Formulas is 25% off list, again on the entire line. Come in and pick up our latest product reference catalog. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner.com.
And best but not least.
What's whatever.
Yeah, anyway.
Last but not least.
Okay. I knew there was something like that. You can actually come by and visit us in person live at one of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctors sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact. ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact. The nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
This is Don Goldberg. Wow, do we have a deal for you from Doctor's Best. What would you say if I told you we are now offering Doctor's Best High Absorption CoQ10 100 milligrams 60 veggie cap size at only $10.45 per bottle? That's 45% off the new reduced list price. Yes, this is the same CoQ10 that is vital to metabolic energy production, necessary for optimal heart muscle function, healthy gums, and a healthy immune system. The same CoQ10 that is a precursor to ubiquinol, the powerful antioxidant. Now, you do not have to let the high price of CoQ10 prevent you from taking the amount you really need. Take advantage of this great special from Doctor's Best. High absorption CoQ10, 100 milligrams, 60 veggie cap size. As I said, only $10.45 per bottle. Doctor's Best from Wilner Chemists. Wow, what a deal.
And for those of you who prefer a soft gel form of CoQ10, Doctor's Best 100 milligram 60 soft gels is on sale at $10.45 as well.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell.
Hey, Arnie, before we take the first phone call, can I throw out something here? I noticed another product that is kind of interesting. We were talking about K2 and vitamin D and so forth. Twin Lab has an interesting product that's a combination of vitamin D and vitamin K2 in those little chewable dots, they call it.
Right.
Yeah, I thought that would be kind of an interesting product to go along with this discussion also.
No, absolutely.
And the other listening to that Doctor's Best commercial with that great price on CoQ10, I was in Israel visiting my mother a few weeks ago, and I really felt that she needed to start taking CoQ10. So I went to the nearest quote-unquote health food store that I could find, and I bought her some CoQ10, enough for 3 months or 6 months. I just saw my credit card. I saw the charge on my credit card, $188. So, folks, you don't appreciate how lucky we are over here to be able to get these wonderful supplements at discount prices, like we just mentioned from Doctor's Best, at $10.45 for 60, 100 milligram CoQ10.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that price right now.
Yeah, there you go. should have taken some with you.
Well, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You didn't ask.
I didn't realize she was going to need it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to the phones and say hello to Pat from Chester, New Jersey.
Hello. I have a question about the liquid calcium.
Uh-huh.
I was just listening to your show, and it says to take 2 tablespoons a day.
Okay.
I take 3, so I get 1,500 of calcium.
Okay.
But I shouldn't be taking that all at once, right?
You shouldn't be taking it all at once, right.
Oh.
You should be taking, as Don mentioned earlier,
right,
roughly about 500 milligrams at a time. That's the best way, so you get pretty much good absorption of that. You take 1,500, you may not absorb, most of it that way.
Oh, okay. I had one other question, if I may.
You may.
Can you take too much of vitamin D?
Can you take? Probably.
Yeah. Well, sure. No, definitely. That's why we want to measure the vitamin D levels. The trick is that people used to say that if you take over 400, you're going to get in trouble and it's too much. Now what the consensus seems to be, that under 2,000 is probably safe. And if you go over 2,000, some people should, probably you need to be monitoring with a doctor for that.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
All righty.
Thank you so much. Folks, there are a few vitamins, primarily because they're fat-soluble vitamins, that do have the potential to accumulate in your body and have toxicity. Vitamin A, for example, would fall into that category. I'm talking about preformed vitamin A, not beta-carotene. Vitamin D. These are the ones that you do have guidelines to follow, like Dr. Podell just told you. You can't just take them like candy. You do have to be a little bit careful.
Okay, good point. And now next is Anne from Toms River, New Jersey.
Oh, that's me, I guess. I have a question.
Yes, of course.
I take a baby aspirin every day. And is it true I should not take the omega-3 fish oils or flaxseed, since they thin the blood? I shouldn't take all three.
No, not true.
Not true.
The amount of blood thinning, if from reasonable doses of fish oil or flaxseed, is very, very small and doesn't pose an increased significant risk. Now, if you were taking, say, 10 or 12 a day, then we're talking about something that would be a stronger blood thinning effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
but presumably you're taking like one or two.
Okay,
yeah, one.
Yeah, yeah, one. You're fine, Anne. Just take a reasonable dose of the fish oil. You'll be good.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, time for a quick break, including a check on traffic. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be right back.
Our immune health is very important to our overall well-being, and since a great number of our immune system cells are in our digestive tract, we need to keep our digestive tract healthy to keep healthy ourselves. How do we do that? With the help of probiotics. Probiotics are the friendly bacteria that fight off the bad bacteria in our intestinal tract that can cause digestive problems and break down our immune system, leading to more frequent colds and flu. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is one of the world's leading brands of probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's unique bacteria formula protects our immune system so we're less likely to get sick. It boosts our own body's defenses naturally. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12-plus capsules do not need refrigeration and are the perfect traveling companion to help protect our immune health while we're on vacation, too.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 12-plus is available at Wilner Chemists in Manhattan or on the web at www.wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
Okay, that's PGX Daily in the new soft gel form by Natural Factors. Now on sale at Wilner Chemist, 25% off list price. And now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And we have much better news as you travel around Manhattan. Lots of roads have reopened now that the Pope has arrived at Yankee Stadium to say Mass. Northbound FDR Drive, Harlem River Drive reopened from the 40s to the 150s. The Deegan has reopened from Willis Avenue right on through to the Bronx, Cross Bronx Expressway. 59th Street Bridge has reopened as well as you head into Manhattan, as well as the Willis Avenue, Madison, and 155th Street bridges. So good news for you there. Southbound FDR Drive at 96th Street. Left lane still blocked off with a missing manhole cover, so you want to steer clear. Across the Hudson River, GW Bridge, inbound upper deck, a 20-minute wait downstairs the way to go. Outbound side a bit slow as well as you travel on the upper deck, so stay down below. Holland Tunnel, 5 minutes out of town. Right now at the Lincoln Tunnel, you're in good shape. This report is sponsored by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, keep your Toyota rolling this spring. Through April, get a minor tune-up for $59.95. See participating dealers for details. I'm Bill Powers with WOR Traffic.
The supplement resveratrol has been the topic of a great deal of news and research lately. As an antioxidant, resveratrol may protect cardiovascular function by inhibiting LDL oxidation, upregulating nitric oxide synthesis, and protecting the integrity of capillaries. Resveratrol has also been studied for its ability to activate phase 2 detoxification enzymes and to maintain healthy cell replication. Now, Jarrow Formulas has developed a high-potency resveratrol supplement called Resveratrol 100. This new product contains 100 milligram of resveratrols extracted from huzhang root or polygonum, long used in traditional Eastern medicine as a cardiotonic.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions about nutrition, herbs, vitamins, minerals, health in general. And our phone number, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next we have Teresa calling from New Jersey.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Dr. Podell?
Well, he's here. Yeah.
He will be introduced shortly.
Okay. I have a question. My vitamin D levels were very low, 21, and they put me on 50,000 units once a week of vitamin D. And I'm just wondering, is that too much? It went up to 29, and I'm being monitored.
Well, see, 50,000 units will usually be given for 3-4 weeks, maybe 8 weeks.
Right.
You're not going to get in trouble as long as they're monitoring you.
Okay.
The current guidelines, you see, 20 used to be considered the lower limit of normal. Now they're looking at trying to get everybody up to, say, 32 or so. Some people are pushing folks higher to 40 or 50.
Okay.
But as long as they keep monitoring, you're fine.
All right.
Ordinarily, you don't keep using 50,000 for long periods, though. You would switch probably to a daily 1,000, 2,000, or whatever. Were you to take 50,000 forever and it starts accumulating, then your vitamin D level could go way high, and that's why it's so important that you keep measuring.
Yeah, it's up to 29 right now.
Yeah, that's better than 21.
It's still not where it should be. You want to be somewhere between minimum 30, low 30s, up to 50.
Yeah, but no need to raise the dose. If they just keep giving it for a little longer, since this is a fat-soluble vitamin, it will tend to accumulate in the body. Okay. And at some point, they'll say it's enough, and they'll give you a daily dose of a regular-type vitamin D pill.
What would be symptoms of toxicity if you had too much?
Well, the most common, actually, which could happen even in at reasonable doses, would be kidney stones if one has that sort of tendency, that is something due to high calcium. The classical high calcium symptoms, which you're almost never going to see, although, you know, rarely, people have headache and confusion and tired and so forth. That you don't usually see other than in very specialized circumstances, like if somebody has cancer or a condition called sarcoid that can make, or hyperparathyroidism, all these things can raise the calcium. And then in those few people, adding extra vitamin D might make that worse. But that's a very small population. The doctor should be aware if you're of that population.
Yeah, well, I don't have cancer, but I do feel tired sometimes.
Well, a lot of people feel tired. And that does, well, I mean, if you were concerned, you'd measure the serum calcium level, or the doctor would.
Okay.
He probably has, but it was probably normal.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about that.
No.
All right, the other thing is I have some hair thinning, and I'm taking 5,000 units of biotin. Is that too much?
No. If that's one of the things, if you have that deficiency of biotin, then that biotin will help you.
Okay.
If your biotin status is good, the biotin may not help you. The other thing that you could consider is something silicon.
Okay, silicon.
Yeah,
okay.
It's available as a product called Biosil, which is you know the best form to take it in. B I O S I L.
Okay, I write that down. All right.
That would be something else to add.
Okay. B-I-O.
S-I-L. It's available. S-I-L. It's available from a company called Natrol now.
Okay, Natrol.
Natrol Biosil.
Is there any units, or are you just?
It comes as drops, and it also comes as 5 milligram capsules.
Okay.
So if you're taking the capsules, about two of those 5 milligrams a day, and if you're taking the drops, about 10 drops a day.
Okay, 2 5-milligrams a day.
Capsules.
And including, still take the biotin too, or just take the biotin?
If you want to stay with the biotin, you may as well. This way you won't be changing anything.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's really helpful to me.
All righty, you're very welcome. Next we have Dolores from Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller. I'm enjoying the program. I have a question. I read something online about cinnamon, and I wanted to know about that for the use of weight loss and cholesterol.
Okay, the main benefit of cinnamon is probably in its blood sugar regulation. It helps to regulate blood sugar. That said, it does have a good effect on, believe it or not, cholesterol. So it will help. The studies have shown that it does lower cholesterol as well as help normalizing blood sugar. Okay, the effects on weight, once again, if you're normalizing blood sugar, you can have a beneficial effect on weight, but I don't think it's going to be a major player in the weight loss area.
Yeah, there's a lot more research on the blood sugar, which seems fairly solid. I really didn't see any studies on cinnamon and weight control.
Okay.
But there are many things that would be beneficial in weight control. We just did a commercial for a product called PGX.
Right, I heard that.
Later on, we're going to do another commercial for a product called Healthy Curb, both of which will have a very, very beneficial effect on weight loss. So either the PGX daily that we did or the Healthy Curb, if you keep listening, next hour we'll do a commercial for that. Both of those have very, very good studies with those, and on weight loss.
Now, going back to the cinnamon, is the cinnamon better than a niacin for lowering the blood cholesterol?
No, niacin is a little different.
Which is better, though, I mean?
It depends what your blood picture is, but niacin would be better.
Yeah, niacin is much stronger, but niacin is also a lot more toxic. That is, for instance, niacin, among other things, will raise blood sugar, causes flushing and so on. Niacin at the high doses that are used for cholesterol, which is 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams a day, is a drug, not a nutrient. It is more toxic than statins. It needs to be done under medical supervision. Low-dose niacin may help cholesterol a little bit, and that is safe to take on your own.
Right.
Say anything under, say, 500 milligrams or 500 or less.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon is primarily thought of as being helpful for a blood sugar-related problems. In the listing, you know, when you look at things like cholesterol and you kind of rank those things that are most effective and then moderately effective and maybe only slightly effective, you would not really put cinnamon up at the top of the list. That's not to say that it couldn't be part of your regimen, but I think there's a whole list of other things that are much more directly related to cholesterol reduction than the cinnamon would be. So if you think that your problems are due in any way to blood sugar a regulation, then you definitely want to be looking at the cinnamon. If you're just looking for things that are more directly related to lowering cholesterol, I wouldn't put the cinnamon at the top of the list. You have phytosterols, you have the citronol products, like Arnie mentioned, you have the PGX fiber, you have niacin that, except for the flushing, has been shown to be very powerful in terms of lowering triglycerides and LDL cholesterol. So you have a lot of things that'll work very good for cholesterol.
Is there one particular kind of the niacin that doesn't cause the flushing?
Well, there is a type of niacin that they call no-flush niacin that is supposed to have the same effect but not cause the flushing. I think the consensus of opinion is that if you really want the form that works the best, you'll want to stay with the regular niacin. But if the flushing turns out to be too big a problem, you could perhaps try the no-flush form.
Yeah, so usually the flushing goes away. If you start at a low dose and bring it higher and higher, that after a week or so, you'll see the flushing get less and less. And so for many people who take niacin long-term, they don't get any flushing. Unless they forget to take their pills for a few days, and then the flushing would come back.
I've been on it for about 4 months, and I still have the flushing off and on.
What dose?
It's 500 daily.
Okay. Some people will. Are you taking it every day without skipping?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other thing that can block the flush is if you took an aspirin, let's say maybe an hour before you take the niacin.
Right.
That will also block the flush.
Okay. Just regular aspirin?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for that call, Dolores. And next we have Irene calling from Queens. Hello, Irene.
Hello. I was listening about your Santhium this morning. I'm taking calcium citrate Solgarth with vitamin D. And I was taking magnesium orate, Dr. Napier's, for many years. But my cardiologist told me to stop the magnesium, being I have a heart valve. The mitral valve is mechanical, and I have a tissue valve replacement. You know, so I'm wondering, would it be safe to take the Santhium? For I had a bone dentistry, and I have osteoporosis. I have Fosamax. I haven't started yet. So would the Santhium be helpful? With everything that I have, and I'm on Coumadin.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's you have. Coumadin causes a lot of interactions with things, and it's really difficult to say once you're on Coumadin what's going to be affect
right.
you or not.
Right.
Wait, yeah, that's which form of magnesium did she say she was taking? Orotate?
Hans Knopf.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, I bring up a number of different things, and I think we'll all kind of chime in on different parts of it. But the magnesium, the orotate type of magnesium, doesn't really have that much magnesium there. You know, you don't take that form of magnesium as a supplement that to treat osteoporosis. Okay.
Oh, I see.
That's something that you take more for the orotate than you do for the magnesium.
Oh,
the
all right.
actual magnesium content is relatively low.
Right.
So, that's part of what's a little bit confusing about what you're telling us. I'm sure Dr. Podell will chime in about the valve, the relationship between valve and magnesium. I'm not really sure I understand what the caution is there. Dr. Podell,
yeah. I think we need a little clarification from the cardiologist. I'm not aware that there's really any problem caused by magnesium, either with the Coumadin or with the mitral valve. My understanding, and maybe, you know, I may not know something and your cardiologist does know, but my understanding is that it should be fine to take together. So I think you should ask him what's the reason.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you this then. What about the santiam for the osteoporosis? I caught part of it this morning. Would that be helpful?
Probably. See, now, nobody's really studied strontium's interaction, say, with Coumadin. It's
right.
probably okay, but if you start a new nutrient or a medicine, you should have your doctor take the prothrombin time fairly soon thereafter to make sure it hasn't changed anything.
Yes, because they take it every week.
That's right. Okay, fine. Then fine, as long as you tell the doctor you're doing it. So I doubt that it would have any effect on it, but nobody's really studied that.
Right.
Whereas they have studied magnesium a lot, and particularly with mitral valves and so on. And the best that I've seen is that some people think it's helpful for certain mitral valve problems, but I haven't seen anybody saying that it's harmful.
So which magnesium would I take then, being the orotate is very little magnesium, you're saying?
Citrate, magnesium citrate would be a good form to take.
I'm taking Solgar's calcium citrate, I like to keep everything in order.
Solgar makes magnesium citrate as well.
Yeah, so take that, and how many milligrams?
Tablet is 200 milligrams. You could take roughly about half the amount of magnesium as you take of calcium.
So I take a 6 day of the magnesium, of the calcium.
You take how much?
6 a day, 2 in the morning and 3 in the evening.
What dose?
No, 5, I'm sorry. Calcium citrate.
You take calcium.
With vitamin D.
Okay, so each one, so you're getting about 1,200. So you could take about 3 of those magnesium citrates a day. Spread them out. Don't take them all at once.
Oh, yeah, split it up. 3.
Okay.
2, 1, 2, and 1, or 1, 2, 3.
All righty.
All right, I'm getting myself confused.
No,
okay.
Don't be confused, Irene.
Then I shouldn't take this. I'll have to ask the doctor about the other one. How do you pronounce it?
Strontium?
Strontium,
yeah.
Would that be helpful to me?
Yes, it could be helpful to you for the osteoporosis, but check with your doctor to be sure.
Yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Irene, thanks for calling. And it's time for another short break. Our phone number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll all be back after these messages.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's
Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
First, there was the orange. Then there was vitamin C. And now, Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the Easy C line using only the highest quality ingredients. Easy C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with Easy C by Natrol, now available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, once again joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here to answer your questions on the Wilner Window. And the phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. And let's see, we have Kay calling from Atlantic Beach, Long Island. Hello, Kay.
Hi. I had heard a radio program, and they were endorsing this particular something for memory and concentration and so on and so forth. And three of the ingredients were something carnitine, then H-U-P-E-R-Z-I-N-E, and then V-I-N-P-O-C-E-T-I-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, well, the individual ingredients, the first one was probably acetyl-L-carnitine.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, all three of the things there are definitely good. There's nothing wrong with them, nothing bad about them. They're all good things. It was acetyl-L-carnitine. Huperzine is the second one. And the third one was probably, I think you said, vinpocetine?
V-I-N-P.
Yeah, vinpocetine.
All right.
Yeah, those are all good. Vinpocetine helps to bring a little bit more blood to the brain. Works as a vasodilator. Acetyl-L-carnitine is readily converted into choline, which is an important also brain neurotransmitter. So that's the benefit there. Acetyl-L-carnitine also can provide a little more energy to the cells.
Kay, you know, let me just mention real quick that, you know, for any of you out there who have questions like this, what we've done, and we pay a fee for this, but we have included on our website a number of reference things for you guys to use if you want to find out about in particular nutrients or the herbs like you're looking at. We have a link to Health Notes. If you go to Health Notes, you can look up a nice monograph on the huperzine. You can look up a monograph on the vinpoicetin. You can look up a monograph on the carnitine, and you'll see exactly why they were included in that particular product. We also have a reference library on our website with all sorts of articles, and we have the interviews that we've done there as well. So if you want more information on things like that, don't forget that we have all of these, you know, all this this good information, this good reference material on our website, www.wilner.com. Wilner has two L's.
Yeah, but, all right. Hello?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah, okay. This product was advertised on the radio, and they had said that you can use you should use it for 3 months just to see. They feel it would be working. A day after you start taking this is three pills a day, and that you would see that your memory.
Right. So, what is your question?
My question is, should I go for it or not?
Well, like Arnie has already told you, all three of those ingredients are related to brain function, a prevention of age-related cognitive decline, Alzheimer's. Whether or not the product is going to work for you, there's no way to tell, you know, unless you try it. I don't think you're going to see results overnight. There's nothing particularly unique about that product. You'll find many companies have combinations of those ingredients and other ingredients. We have a whole bunch of products like that. Jarrow has one, a neuro optimizer that I've had good experience with. If they've made it sound as if this is some kind of a unique and special product, well, then that's not correct, okay? It's a routine, a regular product utilizing some of many potential herbs and nutrients that have an effect on mental function. And if you're looking for something like that, you could try that product if you want to, or you could come in to Wilner's or your local health food store and get a similar product there, perhaps less expensive. And try that one.
Thank you. And can I ask you one other fast question?
Yeah, sure.
I'm taking Lipitor now.
Okay.
And I had a my ratio. I was 225 was my cholesterol, and I had taken it because there's a lot of heart in my family. And the Lipitor at the beginning, I had it go down to 179, then 181. Now it's 191. And I was thinking, you know, that's like not working if it's
No, it's
high.
Not. Number one, that's not really why you took Lipitor, or it's the wrong reason for taking Lipitor. You should take Lipitor if your LDL was elevated. Okay, which is the so-called bad cholesterol.
Yeah,
the bad cholesterol was elevated significantly. That's a reason to take Lipitor, not a cholesterol of 225.
Well, it may be. It really depends on how much HDL and triglycerides there are. You can have, in theory, quite a high LDL, even if your total cholesterol is, say, 225, or you could have a very low LDL with the cholesterol being 225. So you have to know what the LDL is specifically and what the HDL.
It was 91, yeah.
What? The LDL was 91?
Yeah.
Well, that was before or after the Lipitor?
Before.
No.
Then it doesn't make sense why they're giving you the Lipitor.
Yeah, you shouldn't. It wasn't indicated for you.
Because that's very good.
There are some doctors who feel that regardless of the LDL-HDL ratio, that if the total cholesterol is elevated, that alone perhaps is a red flag. I don't agree with that, but that's what some people have that.
That's true, Don. But the mainstream recommendations, as it were, the conventional medicine would not be to treat an LDL of 90.
Okay. Now let's hear a word about collagen.
Hi, this is Dr. Sally Bird. Are you aging too fast? Did you know that at 30 years old, your body starts reducing its collagen production, and by the time you're 50, you've already lost 30%? This impacts the way you age. I have with me today my good friend Dr. Vanessa, a dedicated research scientist, to tell you what you can do.
I'm Dr. Vanessa. I have been conducting clinical case studies for the past 15 years on a wide variety of diseases and advanced disorders. My advanced anti-aging 3 collagen formula may help repair and renew cells for firmer, younger looking skin with reduced fine lines and wrinkles at any age. It also helps to promote restful sleep, healthy joints, bone density, weight loss, and body shaping with improved immune function.
Redefine your aging process with Anti-Aging 3 Collagen. Start today. See the difference.
Okay, and the entire Dr. Vanessa line is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 30% off list price. And, you know, I need to tell you folks that this week was a hectic week at Wilner Chemist. You know, after last week's show, we were just inundated with orders for the anti-aging collagen. And so some of you who may have ordered it may just be getting it. It may be on its way to you now, so don't be concerned. Everybody has been shipped out already. All righty. Now, let's see.
We have a link on the website, too, to last week's radio interview if anybody wants to hear it over again.
All right. Good point. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. This is a two-hour show, everybody. We'll be back 4 minutes after
it's
3.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional